Defense Secretary Gates has been taking turns with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice appealing to NATO to send more troops to Afghanistan. Today, Secretary Rice is at NATO headquarters in Brussels. She's discussing the need for more troops, and she's also talking about possibly adding more members to the military alliance, which is a move that is likely to make Russia unhappy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Secretary Rice.
On the plane to Brussels from the Middle East, Secretary Rice was asked whether Canada has been persuaded to stay on in Afghanistan and if other countries will pitch in what has been a difficult mission. Canada has troops in the volatile south, but has threatened to withdraw if other countries don't add more troops. Rice was sounding confident before today's meeting started.
Well, people have obviously been working very hard on this issue. The Canadian contribution is highly valued, and so we need very much to be able to meet the circumstances that would allow Canada to continue.
No one is expecting any troop commitments today, though. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer opened the session, saying they will talk about plans to guide what he said will be a stepped-up international effort in Afghanistan. Also on the agenda is Kosovo, which recently declared independence from Serbia. He said NATO will continue to protect the Albanian majority and Serb minority in Kosovo, but wouldn't weigh into the debate about independence.
NATO as an organization has not the authority to recognize a country. We are not in the recognition business. Our job is security.
He says he's been encouraged that there has been no major outbreaks of violence, but the situation remains volatile. On another subject, the NATO Secretary General said Croatia, Albania, and Macedonia have all made progress toward membership in the alliance. The former Soviet republics of Ukraine and Georgia also want to move closer to that goal, an effort that has angered Russia. Asked whether the U.S. is supporting this, Rice said that NATO is a performance-based organization, so when countries are ready for these various stages, NATO ought to keep the door open for them. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.